Amanda White, neither one of us can hear, and this makes it bad when you're trying to record. We usually get up in each other's face. Let's make a test run on it. Can you play the fiddle? Okay. What are you trying to do, Grandpa? Shall we stick her on there, D-White? Thank God, put that on there. Huh?
Thank you. as good as we can get it. Ben and I used to play that together a long time ago.
We've not played together in a long time.
No. We played together a couple times this summer, and that's the first time we've really played together since the early 70s. Are we 73, 74? 74 is about the last time that he and I really played together, and anyway, a couple times this summer we played together.
Yeah, we got in a lot of plants to your life, too.
Back then, yeah.
Whip it up one pretty little girl.
Just a minute. Can you tell when something's in tune? Would you see if I'm in tune with him? Hit your second string.
I didn't hear anything bad.
Doing pretty good.
Okay. Let's practice it once and we'll...
Noticed too bad.
I think what we'll do is put that back down.
Okay.
Just, can you hold that?
Sure.
And we'll just put it down again.
Sure.
And then we'll have one
that's
pick from.
Do.
Huh?
That's easy to do.
Oh, you didn't do anything wrong.
Went over one time too many one part there.
It's all right.
That's what happens when you're scared.
What try it again? Try it again? Let's put it down again.
You want to again? A little grain better.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. Jerry.
Do you feel better about that one? Yeah. What else you got, like?
I broke time on that boy. Clay County, they call it Jug Around the Hill.
Jimmy Johnson?
You've heard them call it Jug Around the Hill over there in Clay County.
Yeah.
But,
Jimmy Johnson?
We just played
it. Is that what it is, Jimmy Johnson?
Close to it.
A little different style of what some of them plays.
Get you some real stuff there.
If I see I'm going to play something right, I'll change it. Jerry knows that.
You didn't give
fixed in the neck of the guitar.
Mm-hmm. It's here somewhere.
There's your tape.
How'd that sale man work out?
Went along all right.
This country's doing it. You'd never hear the mule bray. Well, to start with, he went, you know, they're supposed to be pretty conservative, you know. He went to a barbershop. He asked the guy how much for a shave. He told him 50 cents. Couldn't stand that. Well, he said, I can shave you dry for a quarter. Well, he decided he'd just let him shave him dry. Him and his buddy is going on down the road, and he heard this old jack a brand. His buddy said, what in the world is that? He said, I don't know, but said, I'll bet he's taking of a dry shave.
Ken Davison.
I wonder if he's ever here to pull Ken. I was going to beat the hell out of him talking nothing and didn't have a brain in his head.
This guy produced a lot of records around here about 20 years ago, mm-hmm. and they never got distributed anywhere.
What label was it?
Kanawha.
And he sold out the county.
Did he? Okay. Did yours ever come out on camera?
It sounds like one sound down there, I reckon. I just got to discuss that. I quit fooling it.
Yeah. Most of Glenn's come out with somebody else's music on it.
Yeah, I've got a box full in there. My jacket, my label, and somebody else's music.
Actually, I got a couple of
Shawnee
records.
Lord, I'm blessed.
Same tune as Hammonds has played, no, Jimmy Johnson, John Morris plays in Hardground Street. Mm-hmm. He plays it because of Pretty Little Miss.
You know, I saw that there was a Puffin Burger in the Chapel Collection.
The one I played in
Marlington, who played Hardground Street.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. I play it. That called it the one I play called Pretty Little Girl.
Pretty Little Girl.
That's a low gap. That's a low gap style.
They play that in West Virginia.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. They just tailed haul off and sang that down there. I'm going to marry that pretty little girl and ooh.
Thank you.
Thing up in him 73 years old. He bought him, he wasn't satisfied with his D-45. He bought him a new D-28 the other day.
you want to try that one on there?
No, that's not old time stuff. Well, in a way it is.
It's old time enough.
Huh?
It's Glenn Smith.
He may play way up to thousands for that thing.
Okay.
Blanket or something to help you?
I'm not sure that it made any difference.
Okay,
fine. I think you can probably just holler in there and say we'll get ready to record.
Yeah. They'll surely go to the back room after. Jack played bad, I think.
I talked to a guy the other day that saw sitting down. And I said after he got out of the pen, he'd come around to, even up into West Virginia, come to county fairs and stuff. It's some kind of stuff he made while he was in the pen or something.
Mm-hmm. I was there at the fairground at Galax when T.L. Phelps tried to put him out.
When what?
When Tom Phelps tried to run him out of the fairground there at Galax, I was just a little old bitty kid. And he told Phelps that he didn't come by to be run out, and the best thing not to mess with him.
Is that the same Phelps as the Baldwin Phelps?
Baldwin Phelps. Mm-hmm.
You know what we're talking about?
No, I have no idea.
You ever hear the shootout at the Hillsborough Courthouse?
That was Hillsville.
Hillsville. That was Sidney Allen.
Tommy Gerald. And then they would, what if Jack Allen had been there, they wouldn't have been no hill. Jack was a big man.
If Jack had been there, they what?
Said there wouldn't have been no hill for. Smoky Mountain Rag.
Well, what you got on your mind, Pappy?
What's another A tune? Let's play that one you played. Let's try it again.
Jimmy Johnson.
The one you called the jug around the hill from Clay County.
Yeah. Some call it, didn't some of them call it Jimmy Johnson?
I don't know.
Glenn, what would you think of when Larry turns it on, you're introducing the tune or two? Like that one, say, this is Jug Around the Hill, a song called Jimmy Johnson, and then starting off. You all right?
Nah. Right down there.
Just be nice to have a little bit of your voice on the tape.
Yeah, right? I sound just like old man Eck Dunford on tape.
That'd be all right.
Yeah, tell him it is Eck Dunford.
Tell me you got this one in King Tut's tune, you
know? Old Uncle Eck.
Lost in the building.
Claude Richardson was a fiddle player. And old Uncle Eck, he lived in a little old house, and his flue smoked, you know. And Claude told me this and just died laughing about it. Said, old Uncle Eck didn't have no money. So he told him, he said, Claude, he said, I'd like to get you to pile some brick on my chimney. He stayed a little while, and he's afraid Claude would charge him, you know. He said, now, I don't want nothing fancy, but I said, when you get up there about 3 foot higher than where it is, just quit laying brick. Didn't want nothing fancy, but just quit laying brick.
You guys want to do this together?
No, go ahead and play it. It's an A.
Do a have a practice turn?
Yeah, we did take a practice run on it.
Jimmy Johnson bring a jug around the hill.
You want to tell him what it is before you play it? We're going to record, Helen.
Helen, yeah. We're going to hit one now.
We're going to try a little Jimmy Johnson here.
best one I've played yet.
That's about the best tune I ever heard.
He really and truly was one of those people that would tell a lie even for truth and happiness.
Yeah.
It's really, and I've heard people say that kind of stuff and exaggerate about people, but the truth would maybe would have helped him at times, and he would still
he preferred to lie.
That's right.
Told me and Frank one time up at Glenwood, he says, "Boys, he tells us all to be that pretty well drunk. Boys, he said, us all get out here and play a bunch of hornpipes." He's the only one he knows was preaching.
I think the best one was him telling about his people bringing his fiddle over from Italy back in the 1700s. It said his people brought his fiddle over in a covered wagon from Italy.
Mm-hmm. And John Morris asked him, "How'd they do when they come to the ocean?" He said, they come by the Nari.
They come through the Nari.
They come by the Nari.
Let's get a little of that granny take a look.
High-level hornpipe.
You want to play it? I can't play it. Good.
Hmm. Well, I'm just fiddling around there on that.
Sorry.
Let's get out of that mess.
Well, yeah, I just... Where do you play that granny take a look at Uncle Sam?
A.
And it goes to a... And it goes to a...
To a G. From A to G.
Let's layer down on that. Let's put it on there.
What's the name of this thing, Granny?
Uncle Sam.
Grandma, take a look at Grandma. Uncle Sam. I don't know what in the hell he is doing, but he must have been pretty bad. Sounded like on that.
I thought it sounded pretty good from here.
Do you want to try it again?
I thought I heard three or four notes of bluegrass in that one.
Well, we can edit those out.
That's what happened to me at Glenville and Frank.
Can you give us
Billy in the low ground, he found three or four notes
two
of bluegrass.
Times
that's what I was talking about.